So is Tim Duncan bisexual?
Considered by many the greatest podcast in history.
The last decade of podcasting.
He's a global icon, not only for what he did.
You did that loud, you should be loud.
World-class podcast.
Seven basketball players in a row?
He never went out. He always went like secret spots. He never mingled with nobody. Never wanted no new friends.
But also for what he did outside.
It's season three. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. For the Mind Field.
Seven basketball players in a row.
Season three. It's happening. It's all happening now. Welcome to season three. Welcome to 2022. It's MF 22. Season three, episode one. The Mindfield UFO Meditation and True Crime Podcast. Whew, we're back. And I was a little down in the dumps on our last podcast. It was a sad episode, mainly because we were missing our friend's wedding because of COVID. I had tested positive. We couldn't go to this fun wedding that we were looking forward to going to. When I tested positive for COVID and we realized that we could not go to the wedding, my wife wrote the saddest to-do list I've ever seen and put it on the refrigerator. And it said, cancel plane tickets, cancel car, cancel lodging, send dress back. I had tested positive for COVID and we couldn't go to the wedding. So we're staying home. Then I recorded a podcast about it, put that out there in the world. A couple hundred thousand downloads later, thousands and thousands of emails and tweets later. It's taken me a while to go through everything, and I'm sorry I haven't let everybody know. My wife ended up testing positive. So did the baby. My concern was that I was going to give it to the baby, and I did, I guess. He's totally fine. He is less than a year old, but he has to stay home for another couple weeks. So I'm home, back in the studio, back in the lab, episode three. I want to start off with a special shout out and hello to my favorite college football team, the Georgia Bulldogs. We're playing for the national championship game on Monday. Three of my buddies are driving up there Sunday night, and that to me is showing the utmost optimism for sure for this team who just lost to Alabama in early December and looked like we weren't ready to play them anytime soon. But three of my buddies are going to drive up there for the game. And it's a great gamble because you spend a little bit on the rental car, you get a place to stay. Obviously, finding tickets is going to be difficult and expensive. They found tickets through other channels. They're driving up Sunday. The game's Monday night. Lodging, and Georgia lost and looked bad against Alabama the last time we saw each other in early December. Georgia comes back, plays better, way better in the Orange Bowl, beats Michigan, looks dominant. So these three buddies of mine are gambling. They spend this money, and yeah, maybe Georgia loses. But if they win, then we drove up to Indianapolis the night before the national championship game. We got tickets somehow through whatever. We found a place. We drove up to Indy, and we watched Georgia beat Alabama in the national championship game. You've got that under your belt for the rest of your life. So for every tailgate, every like sports conversation that you want to end, and sometimes people will be able to beat that. It's a beatable scenario. It's not unbelievable, but it'll be a nice story to have under your belt. And these guys are gambling, and I love the optimism because, man, I will lose it if Georgia wins the national title, I don't know what will happen to me. I will just melt down. I can't wait to find out. I have no idea. I have nothing to compare it to. We are back. It's season three, and we're doing a lot of the same stuff in 2022. We're doing true crime. We're doing UFOs. We're doing meditation. And this season, we're doing teen talk. That's right, teen talk. A chance for teens to talk about what matters to teens. Because we think teens matter, and so do the issues they deal with every day.
Teens talk. Teens matter. Teens talk. Teens matter. Teens talk. Teens matter. Teens talk. Teens matter. Teens matter.
I'm already questioning this premise to the guys in the booth. I know that we thought this was funny in the little writing.
Yeah.
I don't think it is offensive. I just don't think it's that funny. The teen talks. It's just bizarre. And also just, honestly, I don't like using the word teen. I'm not like super excited about just saying the word teen. I feel like a creep, yeah. Honestly.
Well, you're not a creep.
Yeah, because you're back there. Yeah, I'm in front of the mic.
Trust me, if I was up there,
well, you've got to cut. All right, we'll cut all this. Cut all this out, obviously.
Cut all of it out.
Okay.
We'll get to that. But
I'll go forward with it. You want to just take? You want to pick it up from?
Yeah, we're gonna take it from the song.
Pick it up from the end of the song. So send us an email at themindfieldpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what matters to you as a teen. We're going to give you a chance to talk about what teen matter to you, teens.
This is what
we'll talk about. Yeah. Is my pizza too oily? Is Za going to give me acne? Oh, and next month on Teen Talk, family reunion t-shirt customizing. How to make the summer's tee a frilly, fringy, cut-off V-neck, sleeveless top. We at the Mindfield are very excited about the segment called Teen Talks, Teen Matters. We'll kick it off next week. Teens, remember to reach out to us with what matters to you, because teens matter. Hit us up at Twitter at MindFPodcast or through Gmail at themindfieldpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, it is. It does feel weird. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just gross. It's got like a gross...
It's going to wind.
Yeah. I hate it.
Strangeness to it.
I hate it. Officially. Okay. I'm saying officially I hate this segment.
Okay.
I think it's stupid. And I don't... It's not because of the T... I hate saying the T word. But I also just don't think it's funny.
Well, and that's fun too. You know?
Okay, well then let's do this. Let's jump to the next segment, and we are going to pretend like that never happened, and we're hopefully just banish it. Okay, so let's jump to the next segment and pick it up here. Time for a little true crime.
Where's Trey? Where's Trey? Where's Trey? Where's Trey? Where's Trey?
So I got a piece of evidence this week that we're getting close to releasing to the public that basically shuts down the entire Trey true crime storyline that we've got. And I almost am sorry to say, because there's a lot of internet sleuths, a lot of people on Reddit, a lot of people in real, police work who would like to think that, something bad has happened to Trey. But I almost hate to disappoint these people, but I got a verified email from an address that we know to be Trey's email address, which is, I don't even think there's a problem just if I say it, but it's so it's Trey420@themindfieldpodcast.com saying, okay, I'm going to come over here. Make sure I'm reading this. Well, it's Trey, your former intern at the podcast, The Mindfield. Like as if I wouldn't. Greetings from Cardiff, Wales, UK. I'm here now going to law school. I've been traveling and haven't had a chance to reach out to you with an update. Okay. I'm sorry if I caused you any issues with my disappearance, and I've sent for your hard drives forthwith. This shall be in your hands shortly by messenger back. Thank you for everything you taught me, and I hope that we can consider this matter to be closed. Sincerely, Chaz Trey Tolliver the Third. Wow, that's it. That's it. I think it sounds like Trey is going to school.
Attention.
In the UK, and this has all just been sort of a misunderstanding, and I'm glad that we can just kind of put it behind us. It sounds like we have an official
Attention.
Verdict.
An official verdict has been reached.
We've got a verdict.
Trey has been found.
An official verdict.
An official verdict.
Trey has been found.
Trey has been found.
Will in the clear.
Will is now in
the clear. No longer under suspicion.
No longer under suspicion. Trey has been found.
So welcome back to the world, Trey, and good luck at law school.
Verdict delivered.
I'm sure we'll hear from you every once in a while. Not too often, rarely in person, if ever. Thanks for sending back the hard drives.
Verdict delivered.
Wow. I can't... I'm almost having a hard time processing that the Trey has been found, that this thing is over, you know. Obviously, I read this email a few days ago, but recording it now makes it kind of seem real. And it almost makes it seem real, you know. And I don't know how I'm going to deal with not having this hunt always on my mind, always looking for Trey, you know, just around the clock. That's all we've been doing the last couple years, is trying to find this kid, bring him back home, clear my name, see what we can do about raising some money for the hard drives. A lot of great material on there. Honestly, I think some of that material on the hard drive probably could have made me one of the greatest, if not the greatest, comedy podcast in the world. But we'll never know. Unless, as Trey's email says, unless they arrive forthwith by messenger back. I don't know what that means, messenger back. But we need a new case. I need something to sink my true crime teeth into. We're going to be bringing you UFO sightings next week. We've got some good ones for you. Kick off 2022 with some good UFO sightings.
But I didn't go out to the base and probably a couple hours later.
Hopefully we will be celebrating Georgia's win over Alabama on Monday night. It's going to be mind melting. I don't know how I'm going to react. How would I even know? Never experienced it before. Or I did when I was a little toddler. But you know what? I wasn't a huge Georgia fan when I was a toddler. It's funny. A lot of people don't know that about me. A lot of people think that I've always been a Georgia fan. When I was a toddler, I was really into small college football. I was really into Wyoming. It was weird. But around two, right after the national title, when Georgia won the national title in 1980 when I was two, I shifted over and I said, this is, I'm interested in this. This national championship thing here. I like this. I'm going to probably be doing this every year. This is going to become commonplace for me to be celebrating the national title every college football season. So I became a Georgia fan. Can't wait, though. I'm excited, terrified. Can't wait. Send us a new case. If you have a disappearance, a suggestion for an unsolved disappearance, primarily in Metro Atlanta, send us an email. Send us a Twitter. We'll get on the case. Because I think this Chaz Tolliver thing, this whole Trey thing, is closed. Case closed. You're now leaving the minefield, season 3, episode 1.